USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I think we have to turn it into a teaching moment.
That's former senior advisor to President Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, after comedian Roseanne Barr targets her with a racist tweet that Barr has since apologized for several times. Valerie Jarrett saying on MSNBC,
I'm fine. I'm worried about all the people out there who don't have a circle of friends and followers who come right to their defense.
Barr's original tweet about Jarrett gets her show canceled by ABC. In recent hours, Barr has issued a number of apologetic tweets, including to those who were working on her show, who are now left without jobs. Barr also claims her use of the sleep aid Ambien was a factor in that racist tweet she sent about Jarrett. Republican Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is stepping down amid questions about an extramarital affair he's admitted to, as well as campaign fundraising questions. And this is USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps it shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
As the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo prepares to sit down and make final summit preparations with a top North Korean official, the U.S. intelligence community reportedly believes that the North doesn't really want to get rid of its nuclear weapons. NBC News is reporting a CIA analysis says a more realistic outcome of the diplomacy would be that the North will scale down its nuclear program or undo some of its recent gains. President Trump in campaign mode at a rally in Nashville last evening, not only praising his administration's work on things like border security, health care, and tax reform, but calling on Republican voters to make sure they turn out in November.
If you want your communities to be safe, if you want your schools to be safe, if you want your country to be safe, then you must go out and get the Democrats out of office.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
CNN is standing by its story about actor Morgan Freeman, whose lawyers called on the cable news network to retract last week's claims, alleging sexual misconduct and harassment by the actor. The news outlet later releasing a statement saying it is standing by its reporting. A 10-page letter addressed to CNN's president, Jeff Zucker, accused the network of malicious intent and journalism malpractice. The letter points out many mistakes and discrepancies and claims the reporter involved baited supposed victims to come forward. The body of a Maryland National Guardsman has been found after heavy weekend flooding in the historic Maryland town of Ellicott City, just outside Baltimore. Howard County authorities say searchers found 39-year-old Edison Herman's body yesterday afternoon in the Patapsco River, just across the Baltimore County line. Herman was reportedly trying to help a woman find her cat in the heavy flooding when he got swept away on Sunday. Nobody else was reported missing or injured in that flooding. And the country's best young spellers have gathered in Washington, D.C. for the 2018 Scripps National Spelling Bee. More than 500 kids competing this year for prizes that include $40,000 and a pizza party for their entire school. And the finals will be broadcast on ESPN tomorrow, Thursday evening at 8:30. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.